This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Could 2020 be the year of Queen Maxine? California Congresswoman Maxine Waters is a champion of the anti-Trump movement. Los Angeles rioters. And now this Sunday, she's paying a visit to the Granite State, New Hampshire. That can only mean one thing, of course, given that it's a long way from her district. She's running for president.
Certainly the inauguration is a way of welcoming in someone to the presidency and honoring them and respecting them. I don't honor him, I don't respect him, and I don't want to be involved with it. And so I'm questioning the patriotism of all of those Republicans who are allowing this president to side with Putin.
I think that Jeff Sessions is very dangerous. I think he's a racist.
This is a bunch of scumbags. That's what they are. This is going to put us a little bit further on our way to what I've been calling for so long, and that is impeachment.
Larry Elder is a radio show host in Los Angeles, a proud son of that city. He knows Maxine Waters, and he joins us now for a preview of her presidential campaign. Larry, it's great to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Is it fair to assume if she's going to New Hampshire, all the way from Hancock Park, where she lives in L.A., that she's thinking about running for president?
Well, if she runs, she may have a few problems. Of the 535 lawmakers on D.C., Tucker, she's the only one, to my knowledge, who's written a letter to Fidel Castro urging him not to send back a woman who murdered a New Jersey state trooper, escaped, fled to Cuba. Congress passed a resolution urging Castro to return her. She wrote a letter to Castro. The woman who's escaped is a former Black Panther. She likened her to a freedom fighter, accused her of being a victim of the criminal justice system, and urged Castro not to return her to America. The woman, Joanne Chesimar, remains at the top of New Jersey's most wanted list, and Maxine Waters urged Castro not to send her back. That's point one. Second one is she falsely accused the CIA of basically fomenting the crack cocaine epidemic in the 80s and the 90s in the inner city, an argument that's been debunked by the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the LA Times. And, of course, she had a meeting with the then Secretary of Treasury, urging him during the financial meltdown to bail out minority-owned banks without informing him that she and her husband had a financial interest in one of said minority banks, for which she was investigated by the House for ethics violation, played the race card. The violation, therefore, went supernova. It is one of the reasons, Tucker, why one of the left-wing groups, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, constantly labels her as one of the most corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C.
Well, I can't speak to that, because I'm not an investigator, but she's certainly good with money, because she's been in office for 40 years, I think continuously, 40 years this year, and yet she lives in a $4.5 million house in one of the richest, one of the nicest neighborhoods in L.A.
She's a shrewd stock investor.
how does she do that? Like, what do you know the answer? Is it magic? I mean, how can I do something like that?
I'll just give you the Harry Truman answer. When you go into politics poor and you come out rich, you're stealing.
Well, there he is, the sage of South Central himself, and he would know, Larry Elder. Just playing some of the greatest hits of Maxine Waters. Of course, we got some more a little bit later on. Megan Barth's going to be coming on. She has written about this as well. I mean, this is one of those things that stick out. I mean, whenever you look at her career, I mean, she's the West Coast carpetbagger herself. I mean, she doesn't even live in the district at which she represents. Quite aristocratic, you think, and it is amazing to me that she continues to get reelected.
Well, poor people in her district. Why would she live there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's poor people there. Yeah, I don't relate to the poor people. I'll represent them, but certainly not going to be like them. You would see on the surface very hypocritical. But, look, she's made a business out of it, and you might say, top line. she's done well. You know, government been Betty good for Mrs. Maxine Waters. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. I said, yes, the one and only Megan Barth coming up in just a moment. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing another part of your day with you, talking about the things that you want to know about and, you know, the things that are front and center in our lives that are affecting our future, our politics, you know, the lives of our children and our grandchildren, the legacy of this great country of ours. Megan Barth joins us now, as promised, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
Doing great, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good talking to you. We were just playing some of Maxine Waters' greatest hits from Larry Elder in a conversation you had with Tucker Carlson last night. You know, the sage himself of South Central Los Angeles. And Larry is, you know, he's tracking very strongly with Maxine's past. And here it is showing up in New Hampshire and indications. I mean, seriously, do you think she's looking for a run for the Oval Office?
I think that would be the most fun I've had during this political journey that I've been on with Reagan Babe that I could ever hope for. And Larry Elder said something really important last night on Tucker Carlson that I have to repeat. And that is, he went to the school in Compton and grew up in Compton, South Central, which Maxine has presided over decades. And that same school, which is featured in Boys in the Hood, had the 3% of the students, yes, 3% of the students can only read or write like in an elementary level. They're not even high school level literate. And this is because the Democrats control the school system. They are not for vouchers. So they are forcing parents to send them to the school, which is a massive failure, a high school, which is a massive failure. And so, you know, when we look at Maxine Waters' record, which the Democrats never want us to look backwards, that's why their slogans are always, look forward.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they don't want to take any accountability.
You don't want to look at the mess that's lying behind. Yeah, that's for sure.
Correct. And Maxine Waters has presided over the inner city, over the ghetto, for decades, and nothing's gotten better for her constituents. It is the same old, same old. It's poverty, it's crime, it's the lack of education. And this is truly what all Democrat districts, especially urban districts, suffer from.
But Democrats, like all people that have been weaned on entitlement, say, if you only gave us more money, Megan. I mean, I had this conversation this week, quite interestingly, and talking about schools and Betsy DeVos and the voucher system and all this. And I'm going, look at the empirical evidence. Look what's happening. Look at the ranking of this country. and you know, compared to the civilized world, where we rank right now in our educational system, I mean, it's terrible for all the money that we're spending. I mean, dare I say, probably per student, and I haven't checked this out specifically, Megan, but I got to believe we're probably near at top compared to these other civilized nations that we compete with, and they're kicking our back ends. And God forbid that we try and do something different. And as Larry said, and others have said before, is these parents and these kids are held hostage by this democratic mindset that says, hey, if you'll just let me, if you give me a little bit more money, you know, I can destroy more generations and screw up their education, you know, even more so. I mean, how do you continue to risk that?
Exactly, and I misstated. It was 97% of the students at that high school cannot read or write at a high school level.
Wow.
Only 3% can. I mixed those numbers up. But nonetheless.
For some reason, I knew what you meant. I still was tracking with you, but I knew the number wasn't a good number either
way.
Thank
you. But I was taught a long time ago by watching a movie called The Providence Effect, which was at Providence St. Mel. It was a failing high school in the middle of basically Cabrini Green, very dangerous area, whereby a civil rights activist principal took over the school and made it private. And what they have now is a 99% graduation rate with 99% of those students going on to four-year colleges.
Mm-hmm.
This is the model of success, and it was through privatization and also discipline that the principal was able to change the course of history in that small and unfortunately underprivileged community. But he said that education breaks the chains of poverty.
Right.
And that is such a profound statement. It's a simple statement, but it's profound because that is truly, if you look at any parent, they always want something better than they had for their child.
And it starts with education.
And it starts with education.
Exactly. Well, the thing that amazes me is Maxine Waters, she has been able to I guess double down and leverage the whole civil rights thing because she is black, the things that she's been able to get away with, and not be held accountable, even in her community of, you know, poor black people that she doesn't even live in. I mean, she is the true West Coast carpetbagger. And, it is amazing to me that she continues to get reelected. I mean, hey, look, at somebody wants to give 40 years of their life, you know, to the service of this country, on the surface, number one, I say, hey, thank you for your service. But then it has to be measured. You have to look at what have we gained? What have your representatives, you know, the people that you serve, what have they gained as a result? You know, I say that to Jesse Jackson. I say that to Sharpton. I say that to all the other race hustlers out there that have carved out a pretty good, you know, world and life for themselves. But the people that supposedly they serve, I mean, look, as you say, nobody wants to look behind. They all want everybody to look forward because it is coming soon. It's that evasive dream. But yet when Martin Luther talked about that dream, it was there. He himself said he had been to the mountaintop and he wanted to take everybody else with him to go to that mountaintop and to see the blessings of Providence and to see and realize the blessing that this country had to offer if they were, one, educated, responsible, and free, really lived in the freedom that this country had said that they, that by our Constitution said that we were giving all peoples.
And he also had talked about character, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you judge
exactly
by its character and not the color of its skin. But the Democrat Party chooses to lead by color of skin in order to divide. And what I find very interesting about the Democrat Party is I say they're the party of grievances.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they create victims and then put those victims in silos. So if you're gay, you're over here. If you're black, you're here. If you're Mexican, you're here. If you're a woman, you're here. But if you're a gay woman who happens to be an Israel supporter, you're not allowed in the Democrat
right.
Party. Or
exactly.
You're not allowed to march with us in Chicago. If you are a gay male and you're a conservative, well, I'm sorry, nope, you're not allowed. You're a conservative. And the list goes on and on. So the grievances only apply to a few, not all. And that's how the Democrats divide.
Well, the opportunity for us, Megan, as you know, is for us to be united, to wake up and see what's happening and to hold our elected officials accountable. That's what we're supposed to do. This is a government up for by we the people. They serve at our behest, not the other way around. But Maxine Waters and those that are part of this swamp that needs to be drained that we keep talking about, whether it's from Eric Bolling or Cheryl Atkinson or the President of the United States, even Nancy Pelosi herself said, we must drain the swamp. And this is that establishment, that deep state that is existing and holding us back and keeping us divided, to your point. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. More from Megan after this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth. Miss Megan, you had an interesting conversation with the vice chair of the DNC. I misunderstood you when you first told me. I thought, RNC, and then you started telling me, and you go, Michael Blake with the DNC. Oh, hey, how much fun was that?
Well, I don't think he realized that he was talking to somebody that knew what she was talking about and was definitely going to press him to get beyond the talking points. And that's
because see what happened. He thought maybe you were in a bathtub full of Fruit Loops. That's why.
Right. Yeah, exactly. With green lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the talking points of the left are specifically created to not answer any questions. They just point talking point and then they deflect. And so our premise of our conversation was supposed to be about election integrity and the response and the reaction from the DNC, claiming based upon a Brennan Center study, which they say is valid. You know, their studies are never debunked. Only the nonpartisan studies or the right-leaning studies that the right uses. Those are all debunked. But
well, of course, the media, the propaganda, you know, machine for the DNC, the mainstream media, is not going to debunk anything. You know that.
Right. So he's basically saying that there is no evidence of voter fraud, even though the Heritage Foundation has been tracking voter fraud and could come up with at least 1,000 cases. And, oh, by the way, based on all the evidence I had collected after the last November election, which was provided by candidates, officials, federal government whistleblowers, we have an FBI investigation going on into voter registration fraud and voter fraud in Nevada. So it does exist.
It exists because it helps
the Democrat Party most.
You know, without a doubt. Well, the president of the United, former president Barack Obama, former attorney general Eric Holder, insists absolutely no voter fraud whatsoever. It doesn't exist. And I go, why do people keep getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud then?
Right. You're exactly right. And so their solutions to for election integrity is to expand the voter rights. And I'm thinking, what, to illegal aliens? Because that's exactly what they want in the political process. Don't check for citizenship. The DMV rarely checks for citizenship, and we have hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens now getting driver's licenses throughout many states in our union, whereby then the INS does not work with the DMV or the secretaries of state to cross-reference citizenship of registered voters. So this is what the Election Integrity Commission is about, is to identify illegal aliens who are registered to vote and who have voted. And the DNC wants no part of that. They want, of course, talk about Russia. But I thought the most interesting conversation we had, which you can find the clip at ReaganBabe.com, is the fact that the DNC aligns with the Women's March. And the Women's March is headed by radical leftists, Palestinian supporters, Hamas sympathizers, and anti-Semites, and one by the name of Linda Sarsour. She is a Muslim activist who believes in Sharia law and female genital mutilation. And I asked him to denounce her, and I asked him to denounce the Women's March, the organization that tweeted out happy birthday to a cop killer, Assata Shakur. And he would not do it.
Right. Yeah,
this is who the Democrat Party has aligned themselves with.
Yeah, when you listen, I mean, you're talking to the vice chair, you listen to the chair himself, Tom Perez, and you just hear his language. And, you know, we were just talking a moment ago about Martin Luther King when he talked about character. You know, character counts. And you just listen to how they talk. You read their platform, the Democratic platform. I don't even know, frankly, I got to tell you this, and this has been my argument all along. People were surprised that there were so many, you know, particularly Hispanics that voted for Trump. I said, well, look at the platform. You know, Hispanics do not, our very culture does not coincide with the Democratic National Committee and the DNC. It just doesn't. And they know in their heart of hearts it does not. And Hispanics are not going to be fooled. You know, they're going to be mismeasured because the mainstream media and pollsters do not know how to measure them. But yet when they look at the numbers, they're shocked to see how many Hispanics are, number one, conservative, and how many would affiliate either on an independent side or Republican side, and less on the Democratic side. So it's almost like you know, the profile of the black political force that has happened. You get some people who move off in their own lunatic fringe of the political spectrum, you know, the Maxine Waters and the Sharptons of the world, and that they're off in that side over there. But mainstream black America, like the Larry Elders of the world, actually ask questions and look for common sense answers.
Well, right, and the Democrat Party has what I would consider they practice the bigotry of low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with just growing the entitlement class. I spoke to a CNN reporter who was in studio with me yesterday, and we will probably be on CNN tonight. They wanted to film the backlash against Dean Heller here in Nevada, specifically on the repeal bill.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter mentioned to me on the phone, well, with Nevada's changing demographics, you know, do you believe that that's why it's going more blue? And I said, well, the head of the Trump campaign in Clark County was a young Hispanic male.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, you just can't assume that because someone is of color, they're going to automatically attach themselves to the Democrat platform. And that is the bigotry of low expectations. We are the party of prosperity. We are not the party of poverty. Now the Democrats have embraced Medicaid as health care. Well, right. No, Medicaid was never designed to be insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed for the very, very poor and indigent. But when we look at the policies of Barack Obama, it crushed the peoples of color, specifically in the inner city. High black unemployment, high unemployment across the board, a very low GDP, 4.9% GDP. That's why everyone's on Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So if I said Medicare, I meant Medicaid.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Medicaid now is treated as health insurance when that was never the intent nor design. But that's what the Democrats want. They want to shove us all onto a government underfunded fraudulent program like Medicaid or Medicare and force that insurance upon us. How many more aspects or how many more industries of our economy are we going to allow the Democrats to take over? They just took over 1/6 of the economy through Obamacare. How many more are they going to take over?
And for the last 7 years, destroyed it, and then now are kind of jeering the Republicans and trying to fix the mess that they left behind, you know, for us to clean up. And, you know, and what are they doing? What did they do in the last 7 years? My question to them is, what did you do in the last 7 years to fix it? You knew these problems were around the bend. Now you're jeering at Republicans because you're hoping the albatross that you got stuck with for the last 7 years that cost you over 1,000 seats, Governor Hausman's, and all and the whole implication. But the devastation that it did to the people is unconscionable. This was done on your watch. And here it is, the Republicans really need to work this out amongst themselves, because to your very point, if you bring the Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer, into the discussion, it's going to be it'll be a modification of, you know, of Obamacare. There will be too much influence in it, still too much government, and we will not have a liberated health care system that America deserves.
You're absolutely right. And let's not forget that Obamacare was never designed to work.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply designed just to be a platform and a foundation for single payer.
Exactly. It was a stepping stone.
The Democrats couldn't get the votes for single payer at the time, and that's why they were doing legislative tricks like the Cornhusker kickback, the Louisiana purchase, and on and on. But they couldn't get it done. So they said, okay, we'll take the next best thing, which was Obamacare, knowing full well that it was not going to work. 26 times, and this was one of Trump's greatest speeches, he said Obama lied. And that's exactly, knowing full well that we weren't going to be able to keep our plan or keep our doctor. He knowingly lied and perpetuated the largest fraud on the American people with the assumption, or the takeover, rather, of 1/6 of the economy. And that's why I said Democrats don't want to look back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see what they did. $2 billion website. $2 billion they spent on a website that never and still hasn't functioned.
That even the GAO offered to do for under $1 million, maybe about $500,000. They said, no, we got somebody else to do this.
I would have done it for $1 billion.
Going, gone. You got it. Unbelievable. Well, the story continues, and thank you so much, Megan Barr, for staying on top of it and being with us on Bill Martinez Live. Good job.
Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
You got it.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, helpful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
28 before the top of the hour. Welcome back. You know, what do you think about, all this voter fraud? You know, we're told, it doesn't exist. We have the president's commission, because it happens to be Trump. I mean, we got this resistance movement that continues to move on. I mean, God forbid that we get down to the truth and really do some discovery here. And we have, I think we got 30 states cooperating. The rest are saying, they'd rather not. But yet they claim to be, concerned about the integrity of the vote, that every vote should count. Brian Crabtree joins us now, media political analyst, publisher of Talk40.com, as well as contributor to townhall.com, clashdaily.com, dailycaller.com. Anything that has .com, Brian seems to be writing for it because... I appreciate his perspective. You're just not busy enough, Brian. That's what it is. You just got to keep writing, huh?
Well, I like to write. I never figured I'd be a writer. I was always a radio guy, and
yeah.
Somehow I decided that sometimes after the show I got to write it and put it down because it's so brilliant. You know, I just at least that's what they tell me. I think they're blowing smoke sometimes. But
well, sometimes what happens, you know, when you do this kind of show, you say things, and, I have friends call me up and go, Bill, I know you're not that smart. How did you come up with it? I go, hey, look, blame it on God or something, because I just, some of this stuff is, it comes out, and you go, wow, that really did sound pretty good.
No, the honesty of it is I started writing because I do a whole segment, and something would come up in the segment that would be an actual brilliant thought from a listener, my producer, from someone else, and I'd kind of jump on it, and then I would do a horrible job of the radio segment. I'd go, gosh, I got to give that another shot. Let me write that down.
Exactly.
And then I would script it out. So I think that's the beauty of writing, is sometimes you really get to mature a thought.
Yeah, you can congeal the thoughts, but you see, and this is the beauty of doing what we do, Brian, is that the interaction of the audience, producers, you get, you see, this is why talk is so, and I'm not talking about, you know, the obvious, you know, one-sided talk shows, because to me it's like Chinese food, you know, 30 minutes later you're hungry again, you really don't come to any kind of solution here, but with what we do and what you do, I mean, we bring on experts, we're very expert-centric, you know, and bringing on, whether it's best-selling authors, policymakers, that sort of thing, that really know what they're talking about, because we want to have the level of conversation at an educational height, so that we can advance the thought and get beyond, you know, the philosophy that has the thickness of a bumper sticker, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the thing that I have found both in my dual careers, both in real estate and in media, is that by listening to the audience, because my real estate career was always attached to media in a profound way, that actually reading the comment threads and social media, actually listening to the calls that come in, actually, listening and reading the emails that people send you as much as you can, you actually get more of an intuition as to what the listeners and the people want to hear and what's concerning them than if you try to just figure it out by reading the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. I think that the wisdom in this country is in the comment threads of a lot of the journalism or so-called journalism. And I think that a lot of media folks tend to ignore the audience, which should be the most important thing to them.
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, you know, like you said, I think this is what you speak of what's profound. I mean, this is what has shocked the political landscape, when you have someone like Donald Trump actually listening to the people and having beyond empathy, sympathy for Main Street America. And they're going, hey, he's our guy. And they go, well, wait a minute, this guy's a multi-billionaire. How can he be your guy? Well, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, we can relate to him. And he's listening, and we feel that he feels our pain and is willing to do something about that. And so often the mainstream media, I think that this is the opportunity for them, instead of being defensive about their product, they need to really step back a moment and see why it's not connecting, see what it is that they're missing. And there are some media organizations that are starting to do that. They're getting outside of their ivory towers, going down to the street and saying, okay, hey, give me some feedback here. What's happening? And of course, you know, guys like you and I, and certainly Donald Trump and others, you know, we've made a living out of this. We've done this all our lives. And here you are. You know, I bring you on because I want to talk about this protestation that's going to be taking place this Saturday outside CNN headquarters. Tell our audience about this.
Well, you know, and that's a good segue, what you were mentioning there, because we have CNN. Here's a network who has one lowly commentator, to my best count, by the name of Jeffrey Lord, who is a Trump supporter, who actually lives in and amongst the people in Pennsylvania. I've had him on my show, and I asked him how he worked at CNN. Mm-hmm. You know, and he basically said, well, I live out in Pennsylvania, and I live with people, and I bring that perspective into CNN. But the rest of those people are living in the Washington and New York media bubbles. And also there's a bit of a media bubble that extends from that, with the uniqueness of CNN here in Atlanta, because it's their world headquarters. Ted Turner founded the network many decades ago, and ultimately they kind of split it up. So CNN world headquarters is here in Atlanta, or at least it is. That's what they say it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we have gotten together with the Tea Party Project and the Stop the Scalping Facebook page, which is basically to try to push people in the media, especially CNN and groups like that, activist groups, to be truthful, not to make things up, not to engage in conjecture disguised as journalism. And it's, maybe it's just an awareness. A lot of protesting is just to make awareness of issue, peaceful protesting anyway. And I think it's also for a little bit of embarrassment, accountability, because the media in this country has no accountability. So if people start rising up, and the target in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, if we conservatives start using those rules loosely on some of these issues and fixate and center on the target, and the target being CNN, then we can make meaningful change.
Yeah, why not turn the tables? Because those rules for radicals that Saul Alinsky talked about, if it works on one side, it's, lessons have taught us in the past that it can work on the other side as well. Sadly, CNN and others have not responded to the faltering ratings, the loss of revenue. They're so ideologically fixed and justified that they're ignoring this. And actually, Tea Party patriots and those that you're associating with, Brian, you're doing CNN a big favor. I mean, this is a focus group right at their front door, actually.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I would love for it to serve for that purpose. I don't think anyone's trying to destroy CNN. Mm-hmm. At least I'm not. We're just simply trying to say, CNN, you have a job to do. Do it. You're derelict of duty. You're going to call yourself the most trusted name in news, then do something to earn the trust of the American people. The sad part is they're way down in the ratings behind Nick at Night out of the top 10 when you have Fox News and MSNBC at the top. Well, why are Fox and MSNBC at the top? Because they're truthful about who they are. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that everything MSNBC does on its airwaves is truthful, but I think they're at least truthful that they're a leftist agenda network. You've got people like Rachel Maddow on there, Chris Matthews and the like, and they're not trying to peddle themselves as news anchors. They are opinion first and foremost. Fox News to the right has the same attitude. I think Fox is more accurate because there are some people, quite a few on Fox, that don't agree with Trump or his agenda. Less of that on MSNBC, but I don't have as much of a problem with that as I do having a hard newscast like Wolf Blitzer puts on in the afternoon and making it 93% negative about the president when you have some statistics that the American people have been yearning to hear for a long time, like $65 to $80 billion in regulation costs evaporated out of the economy so the productivity can be there, 75% reduction in illegal crossings at the border. You've got all of the agencies, while understaffed to some extent, some of that's purposeful. He's saving money even though Congress won't. $22 million, a story this week in White House budget that he's saving annually by simply not hiring staff they feel they don't need.
Exactly.
Some would argue against that. But I could go on. I won't. But there's so much positive, it can't be 93% negative. That makes the entirety of coverage about the Trump administration, whether there's facts in it or not, by CNN, it makes it fake news.
Yeah. Well, and even, you know, to your point, let's take it to healthcare. Instead of talking about what the Republicans are trying to do to fix a disastrous national healthcare takeover with Obamacare that has proven to be a disaster. I mean, is there any good in what the Republican Party is offering here? I mean, it's only bad stuff. And we're just going to keep up the divisiveness and the division of our country, you know, for what? You know, can we not report something objectively about it?
Yeah, well, people don't die first and foremost by lack of access to health insurance. It's lack of access to health care. So that's an issue that should be reported fairly by the media, but it's not.
Well, Brian, all the best to everybody out there tomorrow trying to help CNN and trying to help us because we need them to do their job, no doubt about it. Brian Crabtree on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan at Sprint.com/Copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7, 2017 and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You better believe it. I'm telling you, 14 before the top of the hour, that is our focus. Your culture, your life, you know, your worldview, these all are critical things that matter, not to mention what it does to our character. What we're going to do about it for the future of our kids and our grandkids. Jeff Johnston with Focus on the Family joins us. Jeff works as an issues analyst at Focus on the Family, where he researches and writes about a variety of subjects related to marriage, homosexuality, gender, and healthy sexuality. For those of you who may know Jeff, or maybe this is the first time that you're hearing from Jeff, he was raised in a Christian home, actively involved in his church growing up. He struggled for years to reconcile his Christian faith with his same-sex attraction and sexual addiction. While working as a youth intern at a church in San Diego, he attended a conference, Hope and Healing for the Homosexual, which began his journey of healing and change. Jeff, always good to have you with us, because we want to talk about, you know, transgender. We may have taken a short pause here. For a while here, we were, Christians, people of faith, people in conflict with transgenderism. We're just getting bombarded. It was like a tsunami that was hitting our culture, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly feels that way, Bill, and thanks for having me on the broadcast. But, in the last 4 or 5 years, everything from Bruce Jenner transitioning to television shows like Transparent or Orange is the New Black to bringing this into schools where kids as young as kindergarten are taught that you might have multiple genders or that you can change genders, to bathroom bills and the whole furor over Target saying you can use whatever bathroom you identify with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and thing, we're seeing it in a lot of areas of life.
And the thing that's been difficult is that the whole aspect of transgender, LGBTQ, has been weaponized in such a way that it's difficult to have a conversation. And this is why I'm especially grateful to Focus on the Family and this series that you have done when transgender issues enter your world. Tell our audience about this.
Well, this is a new resource we've produced. It's a free downloadable resource. You can get it at focusonthefamily.com. And if you click on the social issues tab, it'll take you right to when transgender issues enter your world. And what we do in this brief resource is explain what the issues are and what some of the terms mean and what some of the language is around this issue. And then we try to help people see where it has already entered the culture, everything from business to the arts to education. And then we offer three scenarios where transgender issues are really hitting people. One is in the education world. What do you do when this comes to your school or to your classroom? A second area is when this enters your private space. What if the local gym you're going to says that men who identify as women can now use the women's dressing rooms? How do you respond in those situations? And then lastly, when this enters your home, and that's probably the most poignant and personal aspect, is when a family member or a beloved friend says, hey, I'm transitioning to the opposite sex, or I'm neither male nor female. I'm something somewhere in the middle, and so call me by this new name. So we give some ideas for how to respond to those different scenarios with both grace and truth.
Exactly. Well, Jeff, you know, for all that we're hearing about transgender in the media, you would think that the numbers of people that are transitioning are humongous. What's the true, you know, the true measure right now as it stands? Do you have an idea?
Well, nobody knows exactly, but it's probably less than 1% of the population struggles at all with these issues. Unfortunately, because it's become so focused on in the media, we're seeing a large increase in the number of young people who claim to be transgendered or have gender dysphoria. And there's been a huge increase in the number of clinics that are available to these kids where they can get puberty blockers to stop them from growing up as the sex they were created. And some of them, as young as 18, are having surgeries that are sometimes irreversible. And so we're, I think 10 years ago, there was probably one clinic in the U.S. dealing with this issue, and now we have about 40-some.
Right.
And it seems to be almost like a social contagion, where kids are saying, something's wrong with me, and then they see a video about this issue or read an article, and they say, oh, that's it. That's what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the same thing. I go back when Bill Clinton was running for president, and there was a lot of conversation, suggestion that there was a growing number of gays in the country. And it started out where it was like 2% and 2 begat 5. And this is all during the campaign. The presidential campaign. So 2 begat 5, 5 begat 10, and before the campaign was over and he was elected president, people were saying, you know, anecdotally, as much as 20% of people were gay. And, of course, this was promoting even more so people who may have even thought about it, had a passing idea of it or temptation, suddenly they were gay. And people were falling out of the, not even coming out of the closet, they were falling out of the closet. And, of course, this led the interest group and those activists to go to the Oval Office and, you know, pounce on their chest that and announce to President Clinton that he was beholden to the gay community because they represented 20%. Well, he quickly reminded them of the real numbers, that it was less than 2%, and they left rather dejectedly. But that has not stopped them from continuing to promote this and to say that, you know, there are more gays, there's more people involved in the transgender, nor do they want to talk about, you know, like you mentioned, these surgeries that cannot be reversed that have taken place and the suicide rate that's happening in that community.
That's right. The whole focus on all these issues, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, has encouraged experimentation. And people toying with this idea. What they're showing now when they ask different populations, you know, how they identify, is that more and more millennials and more the younger generation are identifying as LGBT. Mm-hmm. And so some of that is being pushed by the culture. Some of it's being pushed by experimentation. Now the good news is that in general, in populations, when young people struggle with these issues, many of them actually grow out of it. And there's mm-hmm. a general drift in the population away from this. But because we're seeing such a push, it really does seem to be growing.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony is that this is a group that tends to claim that they are victims. And yet, right now, they are wielding enormous amounts of power and influence.
Well, they've been weaponized. I mean, that's the order of the day. I mean, if there's ever been, a time of weaponization of thought, it is now. I mean, we were warned about this era that would come upon us. And here we are. We're in the midst of it. And if you don't say the right things, you're antithetical. And, even as much love and concern that you would have for people. Sometimes, as my dad used to say, sometimes people need to go up on the roof and jump and realize that the law of gravity still works.
Yeah, there's, I experienced this in my own life, that mm-hmm. there was a lot of pain and suffering in that life. And then in my own dealing with it and coming out, growing through Christ took a lot mm-hmm. of effort and grace and help from others. And there was pain and suffering in that along the way. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that Christians have a response to this, that we have, we know God's design for sexuality and for marriage, and we know that this works and that it's helpful and that it's good for people to follow God's design, and we can continue to proclaim this. And there have been other cultures in the past and around the world that have certainly faced even worse situations and have been able to transform those cultures. And we believe here at Focus on the Family that the remnant of the church, as we live out the gospel and live out healthy sexuality, we can be an influence for good in the world.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I would say to those of you that would that feel like God is putting you in a position to address this issue in a loving way, I will say to you beforehand that you will discover love at a dimension you never thought existed before. Because to come alongside and to address this issue, Jeff, I'm sure you would agree, really takes a lot of love, almost supernatural kind of love, doesn't it?
It is. You discover God's love for people in sexual brokenness. And
mm-hmm.
We see that as Christ interacted with people in Scripture, his love for the sexually broken, his compassion. He called them to live differently, but he also loved them, and that love was able to empower them to live differently. And
mm-hmm.
and we can offer the same thing to people who are struggling with these issues, who come to us for answers and help. And mm-hmm. that's what we hope, is that people will respond with love and compassion for those struggling with these serious issues.
Because the ultimate part of this, Jeff, is that we'd be free. You know, I used to say being fulfilled, having a fulfilled life was the ultimate, until God opened up my eyes and said, no, it's about freedom. And when you think about what freedom represents from an individual standpoint, you talk about being empowered, walking in the freedom that God has given you as a result of what Jesus gave to us when he resurrected. And he came here to show us, the eternal things that truly matter, that are going to fulfill us. But that can only happen when we're free, right?
That's right. And that's through the transforming grace and love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. Again, remind everybody, the conversation is there. You can educate yourself. FocusOnTheFamily.com. Social issues tab, right?
Yeah, it's the social issues tab, and the free resources when transgender issues enter your world.
And, it's talking to your children about transgender issues, understanding transgenderism, empowering parents. Great resource, highly recommended. Jeff Johnson from Focus on the Family, issues analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.